Welcome to Signs International Ministries 402. Has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 402. Now, three prophecies by our Signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
"Let there be light."
For yea, saith the Lord, there are many who say unto me, "Lord, Lord," but I never knew them. And there are those who walk as though they were in the very shadow of the valley of death. But they fear no evil in the wrong way, saith God, for they should fear me, and fear my word, for they are far from it, saith the Lord. It is a time now that evil shall come upon the earth, and evil shall speak loudly, and people shall have an ear to hear it, for they are not hearing me. Therefore they will hear the evil. So be aware of these times, saith God, of the things that are happening now upon the earth in these last days. For I, the Lord your God, am in them, saith the Lord.
This is that hour, that very important hour. Use whatever means you have to rescue. Soon, like in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, great destruction will come. And when that destruction comes, what will be left, saith God? For it is that day, it is that hour, it is that time.
Be not silent concerning the things that I have told you, the things that I have showed you, but share the wisdom and knowledge that I have given unto you to others, that they may see and know and understand, that they may comprehend the things that are going on. For many know not the things that are happening. They're unlearned, they're worse than babes, for they know not my word, nor the meat of my word. But be not fearful to share with them, but share those things that I have given unto you. Let their understanding open up, that they may see, that they may know, that they may understand.
Saith your Father God.
Welcome to the Signs of the Times International Radio Program. This great Thursday evening, as we broadcast to the whole world by shortwave internet and podcasting. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, "And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. My watchman calling is to make a show of the false and the hidden openly, therefore getting the victory." Amen. Announcing, Easter is coming up. Have you been deceived by a false Easter or sunrise service by a pastor or a church who were deceived themselves by someone who taught them? Tune in to the April 9th, Thursday, 10:30 p.m. Signs program. And again on April 11th, Saturday, 9 p.m. Signs program, and find out the truth. There will be a two-part exhortation on Easter. If any man have an ear to hear, let him hear. Or her, as the case may be. Stay tuned for an all-news program, and I realize there is some redundancy. We do get new listeners, you know, but first this. Thank you all for your generous giving of love gifts in March, as the giving exceeded the cost of the programming by $30, which hasn't happened in a long time, and it covered the shortage also in February with $10 left going into April. Hallelujah! The April need is again $390 because there is an extra Thursday in April. Unfortunately, the cost to broadcast begins anew on the first of every month, so that is beyond my control. Could you please pray about helping in April? Here are two letters from Signs listeners. I listen to you on 3.185 on Monday, Thursday, and Saturday. And he also enclosed an offering. Randy from Indiana. My. He listens to every program. How many of you out there are listening to every program? Give me a call and let me know that, or write me a letter. And another, Shalom, encloses a love gift to help support the Signs website. Blessings, Brother Johnson, sincerely in Yeshua, Jeffrey in PA. Hallelujah. Both of these brothers, along with many others, helped with a generous offering that kept the program on the air in March and met the March needs. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The address to send your love gifts is Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviate that N-Y, 13797 in the USA. That repeats at the end of this and every program. Now, the prophecy news behind the news reports, and they are interesting. But first, a little note of encouragement. God is in His holy temple, and all will be well for the righteous, my friends. The Lord is in His holy temple, and the throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, His eyelids try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth the righteous. His countenance doth behold the upright. Psalms chapter 11, verses 4 through 7. Amen.
Yea, saith the Lord, have you not heard the prophetic words that I have given unto you? Have you not seen then the fulfillments follow? Have you not seen the islands that I told you would come out from the sea?
That word was spoken by the watchman Sunday, August 5th, 2007. Now, the fulfillment. Underwater volcano creates new island off Tonga. The powerful underwater volcano that erupted in the South Pacific has created a new island off the coast of Tonga. The eruption about 39 miles northwest of the Tongan capital began by shooting rock, steam, and ash thousands of feet in the air. The new land mass measures hundreds of square miles. Again, Sunday, August 5th, 2007, more of that prophecy.
Yea, saith the Lord, have you not heard the prophetic words that I have given unto you? Have you not seen then the fulfillments follow? Have you not seen the islands? Have you not seen the islands? Have you not seen the islands that I told you would come out from the sea? I told you would come out from the sea. I told you would come out from the sea. Have you not heard my voice? Have you not known my voice? Why do you still resist it, says the Lord? Do you not believe that when all these things have been fulfilled, and more will come to be fulfilled, that the fulfillment of the second coming of my Son is no less as true, saith God.
My, what an awesome fulfillment of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson. And it was spoken not even 2 years ago. It'll be 2 years this August of 2009. Continuing. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Why amnesty is a bad idea? The movement to grant amnesty to illegal aliens is afoot once more, despite the fact that most Americans oppose it. That's why its supporters don't call it amnesty at all, but regularization or comprehensive immigration reform or some other euphemism in order to hide the truth from you. Amnesty can be approved by various sneaky methods. In order to avoid real debate on the issue, something Amnesty backers desperately wish to avoid, Amnesty could be attached to a rider on a popular bill, pushed through at an odd time in the legislative calendar, or even approved in such a manner as not to reveal who was really for it and who wasn't. Amnesty could also be approved by including it in a temporary worker program to solve a non-existent labor shortage or any number of clever ideas or cover-ups. Watchman comment, this is all part of the plan to bring the USA into line by the world elitists by making the USA a third world country. The last day's signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. Continuing, the constitutional crisis is already here. Many have foretold the coming of a constitutional crisis. If Godfather, also known as AKA Obama, does not produce the documents proving his eligibility to the office of President of the United States. AKA has made it very apparent that he does not intend to produce the documents willingly because to do so would show that he knew he was ineligible from the beginning, or the onset, if you will, and that the only conspiracy in this matter was a conspiracy in which Obama has engaged to defraud the American people. Romans chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. But after thy hardness and impotent heart, treasureth up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. Continuing, this next by Pastor Chuck Baldwin, who is with News with Views. Response to MIAC report. By now, you should be familiar with the Missouri Information Analysis Center, MIAC, report that was dated 2/20/09 and titled MIAC Strategic Report, The Modern Militia Movement. In this dreadfully malicious and slanderous law enforcement sensitive secret police report, Governor Jeremiah J. Nixon, John Britt, Director of the Missouri Department of Public Safety, James Kethley, Colonel, Missouri State Highway Patrol, and Van Godsey, Director of MIAC, categorized certain citizens as being potential violence-prone militia members. I would venture to guess that more than 75% of the entire population of the United States would fit the MIAC's broad definition of someone who would fall into the aforementioned category. Watchman comment, again, that was by Pastor Chuck Baldwin, who was also named in that report. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Continuing, it is time to be careful what you buy in Christian bookstores. For hundreds of years, Orthodox Christianity has held that the Bible is the Word of God, inspired by the Holy Spirit, by supernatural power, and that every word in it is true. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Thus, Scripture has the power, or right, to command how people of faith live their lives. Now, theological liberalism has reared its ugly head and attempts to undermine established truths of the Bible. The theological liberal pretends to be a Christian, sometimes progressive Christian is used, as he or she blatantly and unapologetically undermines the divine authority of the Scriptures in the matters of faith and life. As a result of the onslaught of liberal influences, the church is in dire straits. Watchman comment, also, many so-called Christian books contain occult practices, yoga, witchcraft, etc., etc., etc. Continuing, Obama's budget deficit. The Congressional Budget Office said that the national debt under the president's budget will be $2.3 trillion deeper than the White House has estimated. Now for the real bad news. Both estimates are optimistic. Translation, hopeful but not true. If the economy continues to deteriorate faster than economists project, these numbers will balloon further. Over the next decade, the CBO projects that the White House budget will run $9.3 trillion in deficits. The White House projection has been $7 trillion. Watchman comment, Where is that change we need? All we are getting is double, even triple more of the same big government. My, my, my. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Continuing, Schenectady Mayor considers martial law over politic woes in New York. After a number of scandals have sent Schenectady officials scrambling to clean up the police department, there are now a number of options being discussed. They include disbanding the police department, restarting with a new countrywide police force, or even bringing in the National Guard. The mayor said there is another option. That would be declaring martial law. The governor would have to declare it, and then the National Guard would come in. The mayor said it's more of a transition to a new police force if that were to happen. Watchman comment. Now that is shocking, and it takes a lot to shock me. So blatantly open about martial law, the fulfillment of the warnings of the prophecy voice are not far off. Romans chapter 13, verse 12. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Continuing, global crisis to strike by 2030. Growing world population will cause a perfect storm of food, energy, and water shortages by 2030. The UK government chief scientist has warned. By 2030, the demand for resources will create a crisis with dire consequences. Demand for food and energy will jump 50% by 2030, and for fresh water by 30%, as the population tops 8.3 billion. Exodus chapter 34, verse 14. For thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Watchman comment. This fulfills the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Continuing. Obama secretly ends program that lets pilots carry guns. After the September 11 attacks, commercial airline pilots were allowed to carry guns if they completed a federal safety program. Now, President-elect Godfather Obama is quietly ending the federal firearms program, risking public safety on airlines in the name of an anti-gun ideology. Watchman comment. My. What have I warned about in this area of gun confiscation? It is a New World Order Nazi form of population control. Beware of Godfather. Continuing. Phony outrage over AIG. In the case of AIG, there is phony congressional outrage over bonuses for AIG executives. The Obama group and the media are telling us that we should be outraged at AIG. We don't see Obama in Congress fueling outrage over bonuses paid by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, do we? If Obama and Congress were so outraged over AIG and demanding that AIG executives return their bonuses, then why haven't Obama and Chris Dodd returned their $100,000 campaign contributions from AIG? They are only too happy to take AIG money, but expect the taxpayers to pay for the losses. Watchman comment. Why don't some of these high-paid congressmen and Senate people take a cut in their pay and give back some of their perks? Genesis chapter 35, verse 2. Put away the strange gods that are among you and be clean and change your garments. Continuing. Senator Gregg says Obama budget will bankrupt the USA. Senator Judge Gregg of New Hampshire says President Barack Obama's massive budget proposal can and will bankrupt the country. Gregg says he has no regrets in withdrawing his nomination to become Commerce Secretary. He pulled out after deciding he could not fully back the Obama administration's economic policies. The senator said Obama's spending plan in the midst of a prolonged recession would leave the next generation with a country too expensive to live in. Watchman comment. The prophecy voice of Brother Johnson has warned the same, and now Godfather's own choice for Commerce Secretary has revealed the truth. Continuing. UK government trains thousands of civilian terror spies. Britain has launched a clandestine alliance that recruits citizens and trains them to act as undercover agents against terror suspects. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown said the initiative is vital for safety in the UK. According to Brown, tens of thousands of civilians have already been trained for the purpose. Watchman comment, get ready. If it's not in the US, it will be soon. Revelation chapter 16, verse 19. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities and the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God. Continuing, you are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Who is a terrorist? You might be surprised to find yourself on the list. Ignoring the threat of Muslim terrorists, the Missouri Information Analysis Center, MIAC, report focuses on so-called militia movement and relates it with supporters of Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, Bob Barr, and the so-called Patriot Movement and other political activist organizations opposed to the North American Union and the New World Order. According to the MIAC, opposition to world government, NAFTA, federalization of the states, and restrictive gun laws are a potential threat to the police. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Continuing, American, one nation under no God? No religious group in the United States is growing as fast as those who profess no religion at all. The latest American Religious Identification Survey shows that the number of non-religious Americans has nearly doubled since 1990, while the number of people who specifically self-identify as atheists or agnostics has more than tripled. An astonishing 30% of married Americans weren't wed in religious ceremonies, and 27% don't expect to have religious funerals. This suggests whole swaths of the culture are becoming secular. What we're seeing is a Northern European style of mellowing. Watchman comment. Once more, the prophecy voice warnings of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, are proven true and correct. Continuing, VP Biden jokes about Obama's birth certificate at a dinner. While the subject of Barack Obama's birth certificate is still a topic most press outlets refuse to cover, it became a matter of sport in Vice President Joe Biden's gridiron dinner address. Biden said, "You know, I never realized just how much power Dick Cheney had until my first day on the job. I walked into my office, and you know how the outgoing president always leaves the incoming president a note in his desk?" he asked rhetorically. "I opened my drawer, and Dick Cheney had left me Barack Obama's birth certificate." Watchman comment. Well, Mr. Vice President, if you have a real copy, why do you not show it to us and the rest of the world and stop all this foolishness? Continuing, Mexico threat more serious than Iraq and Afghanistan. On March 6, Admiral Mike Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, was in Mexico to offer military assistance in their escalating war against the drug lords. This after several U.S. intelligence reports found that Mexico now presented as worse a threat to our national security than Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, or Pakistan. Now President Obama says he's considering putting troops on the border. Watchman comment. Once more, the prophecy voice warnings of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, are proven true and correct. As I have said before, this is a ploy and is intended to keep Americans in rather than the war or illegals out. Continuing, military laser hits battlefield strength. Huge news today for real life today ray guns. Electric lasers have hit battlefield strength for the first time, paving the way for energy weapons to go to war. In recent test blasts, Pentagon researchers at Northrop Grumman managed to get 105 kilowatts of power out of their laser. In the past, the 100 kilowatt threshold that has been viewed traditionally as a proof of principle for weapons-grade power levels for high-energy lasers is now top. Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. Even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman.
Right now, call upon the name of the Lord. Say, "Jesus, Jesus, cleanse me of my sin. Jesus, come into my heart. Jesus, renew a right spirit within me. Jesus, save my soul so that I can spend an eternal age with you and not fret about the last day age and its secrets. I'll endure to the end with you, Jesus. Those that endure to the end shall be what? Shall be saved," the Bible says. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
I pray you enjoyed tonight's program, and if it touched you in some special way, please call and let me know that. With a radio check, with a signal report, with a blessing, or a comment. 1. 607-201-5663. Many of you have unlimited calling. It will cost you nothing. Others, if you keep it short, under a minute, it will cost you very little. Please write Signs, S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, L-I-S-L-E, N-Y, 13797 in the USA. Here is a radio check that I have received.
Yes, heard from WWRB. In northern Minnesota. You were coming in really clear. Thank you for your program.
Is there someone else out there listening tonight that can give me a call? 1-607-201-5663. The Science family of listeners, many who listen to every program, are awesome folks who are not afraid to let me know they care about this program being on the air. And that means a lot to me because it is the only pay that I get. Write Signs, S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, just abbreviate that, N-Y, zip code 13797 in the USA. Phone 1-607-201-5663. Thank you all for listening, my friends. You are so greatly appreciated as friends of the Signs of the Times programs. You can hear Signs on Mondays at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, Thursdays 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturdays 9 p.m. Eastern Time, all on Superstation WWRB frequency 3.185. The clearest sound around the world. Also, if you are in a bad reception area, you can listen clearly to this program and to all programs. There are over 300 of them now on my website with no shortwave interference at all. And they're truly free. Also, get fresh daily prophecy news updates like you heard on this program. www.neaiga.org. Again, there are over 300 MP3 audio files to listen to or download free. neaiga.org. Be blessed, our friends. With Jesus Christ in your heart, you're a winner, and you have nothing to fear about the end times. If you fear, you fear fear itself. For if Jesus is your Lord, and Jesus lives in your heart, there is little for you to fear, my friends, if not zero. Revelation chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. If any man hath an ear to hear, let him hear. Wow, my brothers and sisters, what the apostle just said reminds me of my own personal encounter with Yahweh, and what an awesome encounter it was. You don't have to believe it, but it was an out-of-body experience. And I rose up into heaven and stood before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. His voice still resonates in my ears after all these years. Jude chapter 1, verse 22 and 23. And of some have compassion, making a difference. And I truly try to do that, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. And I can assure you, this watchman of God tries to live up to that verse to the best of his ability. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Jesus loves you, the Signs ministers love you, and I love you. Boy, this program is proof of that. And if I hadn't gone before God right up there in heaven and he spoke to me so clearly, I might not be able to hang in there. But also your fellowship and friendship helps me hang in there too. Amen. Maranatha, my good friends, until we meet together on the air again, Watchman's Ending Shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.